Yoshua Perik Tes Zion opens, Vayetze HaGolol Ibnei Yosef. Now we start talking about the boundaries and the inheritance for the Bnei Yosef. It starts with the inheritance for Shevet Ephraim. That takes us all the way through Pasuk Yud, which is the end of the Perik, which lists all the boundaries for Shevet Ephraim. The Vilna Gaon points out the reason why the Nachla starts off with Shevet Yehuda and with Bnei Yosef, because these Bnei Yosef and Yehuda were the leaders of Klal Yisrael, and ultimately Mashiach is going to come from them. As we know, Mashiach ben David comes from Yehuda, and as we know, Mashiach ben Yosef comes from Yosef. I'd like to point out how exactly was the land split. Rashi, it's a Machlokas Rishonim. Rashi learns that the land was divided up according to the population of each Shevet. The larger the population, the more land they received. The Ramban learns, no, it wasn't according to the population was the land they received. Actually, Eretz Yisrael was split into 12 equal parts for each Shevet. Once the land was divvied up, the families themselves would go in, had their inheritance, and they would split up the particulars of the land according to the family size. So once again, the Ramban learned that each Shevet got an equal portion, but was in the families of the Shevet to split up exactly which piece of land each particular family had. The Ravid learns like the Ramban that the land was split exactly equally. However, he adds, for the larger Shvatim with the larger population, the actually Gvulim of that land, the land itself was a nes and would actually expand in order to incorporate the large population of that Shevet. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.